Let's go to Justin Lawrence. There's no good pivot over to Justin. Great writer, Crane Chicago Business. You've read him in other publications over the years as well. Justin, welcome back to Your Money Matters. Thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
I went on a real long rant in the 5 o'clock hour about the parking meter deal, kind of rehashing for people the billion-some dollar deal we did in 2008, the mayor, or Mayor Daley, 2008-2009, and it's been much derided since then. And I hear that there's, and you say so cleverly in the lead, our money that we're putting into the parking meters should soon be flowing into new private pockets. What's the new wrinkle in this story?
Yeah, so we reported, others reported back in January that Chicago Parking Meters LLC, which, you know, purchased the system or the lease of the system back in 2008, was looking for a buyer. The city at one point put in a bid and then backed out because they determined it was too risky and too costly. So we've kind of been waiting on this, but we've now learned that a private equity firm called Stone Peak Partners out of New York, they invest in a lot of infrastructure assets like this. They have reached a deal with Chicago Parking Meters, which is, we should say, is, you know, led by Morgan Stanley, Allianz Bank, the Sovereign Wealth Fund, and Abu Dhabi is involved. They've reached a deal to sell off the concession, 57 years remaining on it, which is, again, outstanding just to say out loud how long that deal is for. And it's subject to city council approval. So city council might ask for their pound of flesh, so to speak, and we'll see what happens.
Wait, we have to approve the sale of the deal?
We do, yeah. It's, and what we're trying to figure out right now is what actual leverage the city council has to change anything. I think it might be a bit perfunctory, but based on the original language, yeah, that the city council has to approve any transfer of the lease, which this would be.
That is interesting. I did not know that. Perhaps I should have read the entire story that you wrote, Justin, and worked so hard on. But that is an interesting wrinkle because, yeah, perhaps the city, I mean, again, I think we're speculating on what leverage they might ultimately have over this. It may have been, and I haven't read the original contract. I don't know if you've dove through the whole thing. I think you'd have to be a contract law expert to understand it, because maybe it was just seen as a chance to overrule if there was like a player in a group that was buying it that the city had a moral, you know, objection to. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a reason why the city council would get to say no. But as for extracting dollars, I imagine that that's going to be pretty limited, or limiting the terms of the lease. I would imagine that the original structure of the deal can sail from one company to the next.
I think you're right. And I have read the relevant portions, but I am not a commercial law attorney or attorney at all. But, you know, there are some provisions in there about the city evaluating, you know, the new buyer's, you know, basically financial acumen to take on such a deal. And Stone Peak has infrastructure assets that I think would say that they do. But, you know, anything that goes up for city council, I don't know that aldermen will super care about what's in the language.
True.
You know, they have to put their name on and vote for it, not to mention an election year. And if it's seen by the public as, you know, kind of reauthorizing a deal that everybody hates, the nuance will get lost, right? And aldermen are voting to keep this going with a new private firm for another six decades almost. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting times the next few months.
Yeah, the challenging candidates for alderperson, the ads write themselves.
It's hard to think about that, right?
Yeah,
it's easy to see where they would go with those kinds of...
Your alderperson voted to sell your parking meters money to this fund, when in reality it's not. But again, the nuance is not well done in campaign ads that last like 30 seconds. Well, that is an interesting angle to this story then, and I wonder what the language will say. I did find it fascinating the city went ahead or thought about making a $3 billion bid, and actually, as you mentioned, the mayor submitted that initial bid. One aspect that I find fascinating, though, is maybe the deal was so lucrative in its early years here, the first 20 years or whatever, 18 years, but that the city and others do worry that perhaps the way we move around and how we, you know, transport ourselves has changed a lot in the last 18 years, may continue to change. And I don't think that Mayor Daley is going to get the last laugh, or the city turns out to have made a great deal. The first 18 years have already proved otherwise tenfold, I feel like. But maybe the last 57 years aren't going to be as lucrative. Is that kind of the risk that the city didn't want to take, that maybe our habits have changed so much?
Yeah, that's certainly a risk that they cited as one of the concerns. You know, right now, I think Waymo is out on the city streets mapping it out, if they're able to come in with their autonomous vehicles. And so that was a risk. I mean, the first thing I thought of when we learned that they were selling it is, well, they've already made their money back in about less than 20 years. You know, why do they want out? But at the same token, a pretty sophisticated private equity firm sees what they believe is a deal, and they're pursuing it now to take over. So you are right to point that out, and that is definitely something the city cited when they told us that they put in that $3 billion-ish offer to get under the hood of it and negotiate a little bit, but ultimately walked away. Remember, if the city had, you know, $3 billion on hand lying around, I wouldn't be writing so much about all the budget tensions with the city council and mayor, but they would have had to borrow for that and bond out over 40 years, which would have really cost a lot more than $3 billion.
Well, especially if they got it wrong, right? Imagine you sell the parking meters, get it wrong the first time, you buy them back, and you've miscalculated on driving trends in the city, and boy, you got that in your face in both directions. Do we know what the amount for the bid is? I imagine that will be public by the time the city council votes on it, right?
I hope so. As of now, we don't. Aldermen were told in briefing yesterday that Stone Peak is choosing not to disclose that, and I presume at this point in the game that's something they're allowed to do. You know, if the city council isn't necessarily able to extract huge concessions, I would hope that they're, at the very least, they could extract what the cost of this is. You know, like I said, Chicago Parking Meters, the group that owns it now, they've already made their money back on their initial investment, and the city was willing to pay about three times what they paid in 2008. I think it might be a little less than that, actually, but that's just based on, you know, a private transaction just has some tax savings for the current owner that a city deal would not have. So, you know, they could receive a lower offer and still actually keep more money. But yes, I and I think all of Chicago would like to know what those meters go for 18 years after they're sold.
We'll read it in Cranes when it does. Justin, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.